USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says it looks like a bomb went off.
It's a whole lot of broken glass and trees. Insulation has been blown up into the trees. From the street, you can't tell a lot of structural damage, but there is a whole lot of broken glass. And then there's some broken water mains, which adds to the drama of the picture.
Three people were taken to the hospital after an explosion in downtown Nashville rocked the area. Curfews, quarantines, and even border crossings are complicating Christmas celebrations across the world for countless people, but it's not letting people deter them from celebrating Christmas. Millions of children opening presents from Santa today. The story of Santa stretches all the way back to the 3rd century. Christmas is also one of the most significant holidays in Western Christianity as it commemorates the birth of Jesus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
On Christmas Eve, lawmakers in the House blocked attempts to alter a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government spending package. The move leaves the bill's status in doubt after President Trump demanded extensive changes to the legislation, including an increase in stimulus checks for Americans from $600 to $2,000. The president also not happy with other spending in the bill. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees.
The president's right to call BS on this ridiculous bill. Both parties are at fault. The only thing that I would say is it's classic Democrat procedure to say, okay, let's just throw another $2,000 on top of it this week. Let's just go vote instead of going back and fixing the bill.
Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have raised more than $100 million each in the past 2 months as they get ready for the January 5th Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The NBA season began earlier this week, and Commissioner Adam Silver says his players won't be line jumping in order to receive the coronavirus vaccine.
The NBA says its players won't be jumping the line for a coronavirus vaccine. In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols. And to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau there. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has a new owner and billionaire businessman, Ron Burkle. Burkle views a 2,700-acre property near Santa Barbara as a land banking opportunity, his spokesman said via email on Thursday. Burkle paid $22 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.